Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is the law for Ash Wednesday. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Simple words, but powerful words. Words of truth, which are surprisingly very difficult for this sinner to say as this sinner places these ashes upon your forehead. Yet these are words that were spoken to Adam, describing the curse and the consequences of his sin and your sin and my sin. The first announcement of death. The Lord said to Adam, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return." It didn't happen at once, but Adam eventually returned to dust. "You are dust, and to dust you shall return." My dear friends, that's why hair falls out. That's why skin begins to wrinkle and grow waxy. That's why arteries clog. That's why heart valves need to be replaced. That's why eyesight fails. And yes, that's why cancers develop. It's not just your body, though. It's also your mind. You begin to forget. Where's my keys? Where's my slippers? Where's my wife or husband? You begin to forget. Yes, even your memories become entangled in the cobwebs of time. Yes, your memories are also turning to dust. That's the law. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. But dust is not the problem. The truth for you and for me, that's the problem. And the truth is, we are all returning to dust. You are dusty, windswept by death. You know, most people spend their life here on this earth rearranging the deck chairs of the Titanic. The Titanic of your life is that you too will sink and die and return to dust. The Pharisees then and the Pharisees today worry so much about sweeping up the dust of their lives. They cannot see because they are blind. They cannot see the light. They cannot see the one who has stopped the dustiness of their life, who has stopped the decay in their lives. Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior. Jesus warns us tonight against their practices in the Holy Gospel. Do you want to make religion about how you are giving to the needy? You see, the Pharisees made a big show of their almsgiving to the poor. By all means, give to those in need. Yes, we should do that. Be generous. Be a good steward of that which God has given you. Do so because you feel you should, though, and do it in secret. Don't be like the modern-day Pharisee who does it because they love to get the attention. They love to set the good example for other people. No matter what their sincerity is, that doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter to them that they are dust. And to dust they are returning. Is your reward for almsgiving the gratitude of other people? You see, your work cannot and will not save you. Remember, you too are dust, and to dust you shall return. Oh, pray tell, you want to make religion about your prayer life. The Pharisees made a big deal about how they prayed and when they prayed. You see, prayer is good. Some may do it only for show. That's true. Others pray all the time, since they tell others that in their prayers, and since they pray all the time, they are more holy than you. They are more devout in their prayers. If religion is about your or their prayer and your meditation, then it's all about your work. Your prayers will not make God love you all the more. The admiration of other people because you have a great prayer life may make you feel more spiritual. But as Jesus says, that's all the reward that you will get. Once again, they and we must remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. So you want to make religion about fasting. You desire to demonstrate your godliness, your penitence in self-denial. The Pharisees did the very same. You see, the Pharisees, they would fast twice a week, and they made sure the Jews knew it. You see, the Pharisees, they were the separated ones, and they proved that they were separated by marking their face and ensuring everyone knew that they were fasting because they were more holier than thou. If it is your desire in your fasting to prove that religion is not about dancing, or you want to prevent people from drinking, or you want to prevent people from doing all sorts of things in order to live the Christian life according to your views of what the Christian life is, well, as Jesus said, you already have your reward. You have the admiration of other people. You see, religion isn't about fasting either. It's not about the works of your own self-righteousness. It's not about your works of depriving others of what they wish to partake in. You might get the respect of those people, and you might not. They may be impressed by your diligence, by your holiness, by your works. But Jesus says, that's all the reward you will get. Remember, that's right. Your dust, and to dust you shall return. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, you've heard the law. You've heard the law as our Lord Jesus himself spoke it from the Holy Gospel. So now let's hear the gospel for Ash Wednesday. It's from the epistle. For our sake, God made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The Father sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for you and for me, so that in him you might become the righteousness of God. There is your hope. Here is your life. Jesus, who is the Christ, who became and who is the only begotten Son of the Father, born of a virgin, one who would become flesh and blood just like you and me. But wait, he wasn't just like you and me. This man was the perfect man. This man was the holy man. This man was the devout man. He was the only pious one. For he did not know sin. He was not under the curse of sin. He was not subject to death, but he died. Why? He died because God made him to be sin for you. The Father piled all your sin, all your guilt, all your dustiness was placed upon his Son as he hung here from his bloody cross. And God said to his only begotten one, you are damned. He made his Son sin, guilty of all sin, so that he might make you and me righteous. Thanks be to Jesus. Yes, in Jesus Christ, you are now the righteousness of God. Therefore, if you are the righteousness of God, you have eternal life. And even though Jesus died, he did not return to dust. Yes, his blood flowed down the cross and flooded the ground. It spilled up on the earth, and the dust cried out as it did with Abel's blood, and the Father heard. The Father accepted his son's sacrifice for you. He raised him after 3 days from the dusty earth. And he will raise you, my dear friend, also after you have returned to the dusty earth. Your Lord Jesus joins you into his death and makes you his righteousness with holy, powerful words. Words that you will hear this Sunday when little Garrett Daniel is here presented before the font. You will hear the words of a man, but these are actually words of the Holy Triune God. I baptize thee. He will give Garrett Daniel, and he's given all of you his incorruptible, alive forever spirit. And ultimately, he will give Garrett, and he will give to you tonight, his incorruptible and alive forever body and blood for the forgiveness of all your sins. He speaks the words of life. And when he speaks the words of life, that life enters into you and declares to you that death no longer has any claim on you. Dearly beloved, Christianity is all about what Jesus has done for you. It's not about almsgiving. It's not about prayer. It's not about fasting. It's not done, all of these, not done to impress others or to inflate your dusty ego. These things are done out of love for your Lord and in service to your neighbor. These things are done because it is the Holy Spirit working in and through you that these things are done, almsgiving and prayer and fasting. They are done in secret. And since they are done in secret, your Holy Father who sees in secret will reward you. Not like the hypocrite. No, he will give you a crown of life. And that crown of life will never fade. It will never rust. It will never be eaten by moths. As Christ is living in you, dear Christian, remember what it means to be a Christian. Christian, a Christ in. Christ living in you. And since he lives in you, he will work through you. As Christ is living in you, dear Christian, whether it is in secret or on the street, you give and you pray and you fast because it is he who is working through you. Therefore, you now know that you have a greater treasure to treasure. The greater treasure to treasure is your Father who has given you life eternal. You have a greater treasure to treasure, and that treasure is body and blood. Body and blood here served to you tonight. Body and blood that is given to you by your Lord and Savior. It is a treasure that he is here to serve you. And in his serving to you, he announces to you that your faith is strengthened and is for life and salvation. But your Lord is here tonight, even with the ashes upon your forehead, even in the dustiness of your life. He feeds you, he nourishes you with his body and blood, and he announces to each and every one of you, all your sins are forgiven. Forgiven by my work upon my cross. Thanks be to Jesus, and in his name, amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen.